Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 404. 404, podcast not found. Oh, I have been waiting 403 episodes to make that joke, and it wasn't worth it. I gotta say, I expected a better feeling from it. I feel empty. There's a 404 where my soul was. That's what's happening right now. I'm going to be doing stand-up in lots of places, so please, please, please come out. I'll be in San Francisco September 11th through the 14th at Cobb's, September 27th at the Wilbur Theater in Boston with Matt Myra, and then November 8th at the Carolina Theater in Durham, North Carolina. So go to Nerdist.com/calendar to get tickets on those as soon as you possibly can. This podcast episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Visit Audible.com/Nerdist. Get a free audiobook download. You know how audio works. You can listen to it whenever and wherever you want because no one pops up when you download a book and goes, "This is only available between the hours of 2 and 3 in your time zone." You can just listen to it whenever you want. You have that freedom. Let's say, for instance, like me, you're catching up on season 3 of Game of Thrones. I'm on episode 7. But maybe I wanted to read Song of Ice and Fire with my ears. I could do that. I could do that at audible.com if large volumes of text are frightening to you. Then just don't look at the file size and just put it in your ears. So that is audible.com. They have over 100,000 titles to choose from, every genre. Audible has it covered. Audible.com/Nerdist. Get your free audiobook download. This episode of the podcast is our pal Doug Jones. Doug, you've seen Doug in a million things, although sometimes you might not realize you saw Doug in things. He played Abe Sapien in the Hellboy series, and then most recently on Falling Skies, which you can watch on TNT or on things like iTunes or Google Play. But Doug is a delightful guy that we met at the screening for Comic-Con the Movie a while back. And then we just became pals with them, and so we had the podcast, because that's how that works. All right, there's a Nerdist Podcast number 404 with Doug Jones. Oh, also, there is a running joke that weaves through the podcast that is based around the idea of thinking outside the box. And in the podcast, I was like, I don't know if I'm inventing that or if I heard that somewhere. And it occurred to me after we record the podcast, I'm not going to tell you what the joke was or where it turns up, but it actually, I realized I had just recently watched the Garfunkel and Oates video, The Loophole, which was new when we recorded this podcast. So I am giving them proper credit, and you should go watch The Loophole on YouTube, Garfunkel and Oates, whom I adore. Podcast found.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
This 7 hours. Shenanigans.
4 hours. Four hours.
Oh, good.
So have some water.
I got stories. Okay, and I got my sweet tea, so we're
the last ready. The last 4 hours of it is just you doing commentary for the Hellboy movies. We just you sit down and talk about it.
We're going to watch Hellboy and then go through, and we're going to tell you stuff that we think. And then you
tell us whether or not that's
tell
true.
Tell us whether it's accurate, or you give us real stories, or...
Was it shot in hell?
Right. Well, let's wait. Save that for the air.
Everyone's got a good Ron Perlman story, I would imagine. That's worth Ron Perlman.
Sure.
Welcome to the Ron Perlman Hour.
Today we're talking to
Doug Jones.
Perlman on Perlman. Just get Ron to talk about.
I'd watch that.
Ron Perlman probably has good stories about Ron Perlman.
Just ask him. He loves to talk about himself. What actor doesn't, though? Seriously, are you kidding? I can't talk about me. That's not why I'm here. Of course it is.
This is what we do. Where did I see? Was it at the Comic-Con, the movie premiere?
Yes, that's where we saw each other.
Yep.
That's right. Good memory.
I remember, yes.
Yeah. That was a good movie, too. I liked the documentary.
That was a fun movie. That's also where I met Holly Conrad, who we then recruited to do a bunch of...
Best friends. You know, best
that's
friends.
That's right. Well, and I was on some show of hers. What was it?
Crab Cat?
No.
You were on the...
They do crafty how-to. It's a how-to show.
Yeah, Crab Cat. Oh, they did their version. Yeah, yeah. They basically, she and Jessica build stuff.
And they had me on as a guest to go like, oh, I'd wear that. You know, something. Yeah.
I hope you did better than that.
No, that was about...
What?
I just went... I practiced it in front of a mirror and everything. I did.
You know, that's the kind of thing that if you were teaching acting, you could make up something like that and give it meaning to people like, guys, you need to find your own mirror.
Right, yeah.
And everyone would be like,
scribbling notes and that's exactly. Good. That's good. Okay,
there's a real business... Is the acting class business just as booming as ever, do you think? In
I haven't taken one in years.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Probably.
Now, there's some of those actors that say, you always got to be in a class when you're not working, man. You always got to. That's their thing. I'm not a good class taker. Never was.
It's very hard because with acting, you know, as a craft, you can't just go do it.
No.
Are you going to?
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's a one weird thing where someone usually has to tell you whether or not you can do it. I guess you could just go put up your own show if you wanted to.
Sure.
But for the most part, someone's like, you're good enough, or you're handsome enough, or you...
Thank you, Chris.
I was pointing near you.
The air?
Yeah, I was
Matt,
pointing.
You are. You're all those things he just said.
Thank you.
Look at you, little podcast chair.
I'm going to pinch him.
Wash your hands, guys. Wash your hands.
Why?
Oh. Did you...
Why?
What happened the other day?
What do you mean?
When you went to Urgent Care.
Don't worry about it. Oh, Urgent Care?
Yeah.
Oh, when I... So I thought, I was like, oh, what's this weird situation? I thought my beard was, sometimes your beard gets fluffier on one side, or so I thought. So I trimmed it down. I was like, oh, my face is still fucked up. So I touched it and I was like, that doesn't feel good. Then I did a podcast and then I was driving home and I was like, that really doesn't feel good. I want to get this sorted before I go to Austin. I went to urgent care. Doctor said, yeah, it's pretty fucked up. I was like, what's happening? He's like, the gland that produces saliva is not... It's not coming out.
Secreting, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
He's like, it's infected, and here, take this wonderful drug called the penicillin.
The penicillin.
Do they know
why?
It was an infection.
He's like, it happens sometimes. And I was like, I just 2 days ago changed my mouthwash to a purple kind. And I was like, does that have anything to do with it? And he said, I'm not going to say it doesn't.
Now, is that the advanced formula?
That out. The purple, yeah, it is. It's the Crest advance. You know what I mean.
It's Crest salivary block.
Yeah.
That's how you knew. We'll block any of it. So it was not the mumps, like you were worried about.
No, it wasn't the mumps.
It was something much worse.
It was like it could have been the mumps, or I don't know.
Right.
But it turned everything's fine, guys. And
did you go back to the old mouthwash
through medicine? No.
When you went to go get the you didn't go back to the original mouthwash.
I went back to the original.
Now with the original mouthwash, like, welcome back, asshole.
Yeah.
So you bailed on the purple stuff.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you, purple.
Back to the green stuff.
Nah, white.
You're such a racist.
Yeah. No, I mean, I want it to work, don't I?
Wait, white stuff?
I didn't hear exactly what you said, but I'm sure it was horribly offensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we cut that out? No, it's fine.
That's a classic joke.
It's classic.
I am a purple mouthwash, and I really don't appreciate the comments that were made about my wash brethren.
Right.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks. Everything's good.
Was worried about you. I called you immediately because I saw your tweet said, "Hey, just got back from urgent care."
Yeah, it was fun. Like,
what did Matt Myra do next?
Yeah, and I don't. I'm in between insurance right now, so
you don't want to be going to the doctor.
Let me pony this up.
All right.
Turns out only $85. I don't know what people are complaining about.
Yeah, for a walk-in.
Yeah,
it's great.
People
walk-in clinic down there on La Brea and Fountain.
Yeah, go to the doctor if you have to.
That's great.
I mean, $85.
I've learned something today. Thank you for that. Yeah.
It's not so much the general checkup; it's everything that happens afterwards.
But at least you get an answer as to why you're dying.
That's a pleasant thought, Doug.
Yes,
you have been in a lot of sci-fi.
Sure.
A lot, and also. You were on, didn't you? You worked on the Weird Al show too.
Oh my word! Someone has been looking at my IMDb. I did 5 episodes of the Weird Al show, a Saturday morning show he had. on CBS, I think. And he would sit down in front of the TV. Let's watch TV. And he had pull out this big remote control and flip through channels every episode. So five of those episodes, he would flip past an exercise show that he was the exercise guru on with a blonde wig.
Yep.
And I was one of his sidekicks in that. And we got all bent up funny. Nice. For five episodes, it was one of the sweetest gigs ever.
I mean, I suppose you both could like put your leg between boards.
Yes, he's quite flexible, yeah. And so am I. So we threw some shapes. I'm not gonna lie.
The exercise show where both he actually does. He could do both legs. He could at least at one time.
Behind his head.
Oh, he still can.
Yeah. Oh, can he really?
Yeah, as can I. So we bent up a little.
How do you learn that? I guess you just.
How do you find out you can do that?
Yeah,
this is a good question. I get asked this. You want to know? And once you do know you can do it, do you leave the house? That's the next question I get all the time from the fellas. Yeah,
right. I'll bet that. Right.
Well, you know, when you're a flexible, when you're the youngest of four boys, and your older brothers are watching you watch TV, and the way you're sitting is like odd to them, you're like, that looks weird. And you're like, well, this feels totally comfortable. So you push it a little farther, and they're like, oh, stop it! It's grossing me out. And then that's how you find out you can do more. You see what I'm saying?
My girlfriend was shocked. She was like, I don't know what we're talking about. She goes, I'm sure you've tried to blow yourself before. And I'm like, no, I haven't. She was like, "What? You've never tried to blow yourself?" And I'm like, first of all, I don't think I would be able to. And second of all, I don't know if I want my own dick in my mouth. Like, why would I want that? First of all, even if I could do that, the mechanics of it alone would mean that I would be concentrating on not breaking my own spine. Where's the pleasure in that?
That's part of the pleasure.
What?
Pleasure is pain.
Oh, thanks to Depeche Mode. Yeah. Let's play.
I just think when people ask you, can you slurp on your own business, I have to be kinder and gentle. You know, I have
delightful.
Do you think that means that they? I think they mean like, are you embezzling funds from?
You slurp on your own business. You know what I mean?
Are you embezzling? Are you embezzling fluid funds from your own?
From your own bank.
Yes, exactly.
And if you say yes, then you're a perv. If you say no, that means you tried and you're a perv.
Right.
So there's no right answer. Exactly.
You just have to say, I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not aware.
I don't know. Oh, can it reach? Really?
Oh, I don't have to bend over. Yeah, you have to bend. I mean, it's like, it's right.
Contortionist
there.
For
oh,
that.
Oh, you bend forward to try and do it? Oh, shit. That seems easier now.
You've been wasting all this time, but at least you can. That's got to be useful for something.
Yeah, it's not wasted.
On the next very special episode of Jonah Radio.
I just want to say this is the first time this topic has ever come up in an interview that I've done ever. I want to congratulate you all for this.
It feels weird that you touched me after this.
No. Yeah, you don't know where those hands have been.
Right. No, touching him, I know.
That's right.
That's why it's disgusting.
It's okay, guys. Penicillin got it all.
You're all good. You're producing saliva normally.
Are you supposed to be putting pressure on it like that?
Yeah. On what? Oh, I don't. Oh,
do you think that's why? Because you're always
like this.
You think that's why I got infected? Because you're always like, this
just
is like,
interested in everything.
Yeah.
No, you look like you're like in a title sequence from an 80s sitcom where both hands are under your chin.
Looking upward.
Just thinking about something adorable.
Being adorable.
Just thinking about a kitten.
Position yourself for the job.
Trying
you
to blow
want,
itself.
Not the job you have, right?
So you think you're going to get an 80s sitcom just because you're putting your hands under your chin?
Hope so.
Weirder things have happened.
Show me that Myra. Show me that Myra.
What if I played the entire family?
The entire cast of Family Ties?
Family Ties?
Yeah. You were all of the Seavers?
I would play all of them in the new Family Ties.
I'm going to go ahead and say that the many sides of your personality are the Seavers. All rolled into one.
I was related more to Alex.
But sometimes there's a little bit of a Mallory.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And when other days when you're just not there as much, then it's the Teeny Other's character, who his name I can't remember.
I can't remember her name either. And what was the name of the boyfriend that had the earring?
Nick!
There you go.
Scott Valentine.
Scott Valentine!
Yes!
Wasn't there a Boner somewhere in there?
Boner was on Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
What an unfortunate nickname.
Who unfortunately passed away a couple years ago.
You don't have to.
Yeah, what?
You just brought us down.
Well, I have to acknowledge it because he was a friend and he worked on the Pardo show and we miss him. But
Jimmy Pardo.
Yeah,
I love Jimmy.
Do you know Jimmy?
We have same management company.
Oh,
we're
Bruce.
Both at Omnipop. Yeah,
Bruce Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's love for Jimmy.
I guess I'm an idiot. I didn't realize. I thought Omnipop just had stand-ups. Yeah.
That's what I thought too. But I've been there for 20 years, and I'm the one that got in under the wire, fell through the cracks.
A bunch of stand-ups and a contortionist.
And a contortionist, mime slash creature monster fella. Actor. I'm an actor.
This might be crazy. We're gonna start an all contortionist management company.
All right. Right. This could be the plot of my 80s sitcom.
That's just one episode. Yeah. That's not the full arc.
No, that's a reality show waiting. I would love to just follow that guy around and see how do you sell those
pretzel
clients?
People on Bravo.
Pretzel people.
Yeah.
Pretzel people
on the, Bravo.
The reunion show or whatever. Yeah. Give me that pretzel. That's a person. Like, and then it's always just people freaked out all the time. Dude, how do you feel about reality shows?
Well, you know. As an actor, I'm supposed to say that they're taking jobs away from us actor types, and it is cheap television. If I was a producer, if I was a network, and I saw numbers coming in like they do for reality shows, I would produce a show like that in a heartbeat. Of course, it's cheap to make and brings in the advertising.
As opposed to spending $2 million an episode on something that no one
might
watch.
However, as an audience member, I've had my fill, and I did do an episode of Beverly Hills Pawn. That hasn't aired yet.
Oh my God!
So you
want
to see that one? You want
to
see that?
Matt will have. You didn't even have to say that. And Matt really? Would have watched.
Well,
it.
I mean, it's on the Reels channel, which is always hard to find.
Yeah.
But I'll get there.
Well, now you know what they did. They found. But here's the thing.
They found. Did they find your like a part of your costume? And they had you come in to tell
they
us
did.
How much it would be worth.
Exactly that.
Was it the ape? No, it was the.
They found my Pale Man hands from Pan's Labyrinth with the eye. That's pretty rare. Yeah. I could confirm that I actually wore those, and I could see where they had been removed from my real hands. They were glued on, and. And I had to like validate it, and then I was also acting like I bought him.
And you did, right?
I did.
Yes.
You can't see me.
Why are you winking?
I heard you wink.
No,
everyone heard you wink.
No, I didn't. I bought my own hands.
Did you hear it? I just heard him wink again.
Wouldn't Guillermo have just given them to you?
assuming that's where they came from.
I mean, Guillermo gave Adam Savage a fucking Hellboy coat.
Did he?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
I would imagine he would give you the pale hands.
Yeah.
Gotta get over to that rain room.
When I really want to keep something, I just keep it.
You should have. You could have just gone onto the set. You could have gone on the show and be like, "Yep, these are the. I'm just gonna get him to give. Thank you. I'll just take these because they're not your property."
You know what I've done before? When I did the Silver Surfer movie, the Fantastic Four sequel. At the time, the studio wanted my makeup removal to be sliced up at the end of every day because they were foam rubber. It wasn't all CG like you thought. Yeah. I was wearing a mask and bodysuit that made me look like muscly and silvery every day. That was the hottest I've ever been, by the way. I had a great ass. So at the end of every day, they would remove this and they would have to slice it up, the headpiece, so that it couldn't be like nobody. They didn't want anybody to know that there was a makeup involved. So I quietly kept a couple of them. So there's only two like in circulation now that are not they're not they're at my house right where they are
they're in Doug Jones circulation
yes so I keep some rare things like that. I have an Abe Sapien mask from the Hellboy movies. I also have a pair of my eyes that were popped out. I made one into a choker and I wore it to the Hellboy premiere in 2004. So you know, yeah, I got stuff.
I do have to say that the type of roles that you tend to take is a whole different kind of performance because you have to contend with some fucking costume in the way. Mm. Like, you can't just be... Do you ever just think, like, I just love to do a bunch of movies where I'm just a guy. I'm just a dude, you know? Yeah. Like, there's always a thing. There's always a complicated thing that's involved.
Yeah. No, it is. It's like they cast you because, oh, look, he's flexible, he's expressive, and then you put all this crap on you, you can't be either of those things. So, right. So you have to push through it all. You do. And that's something I learned. I started as a mime many years ago, so I keep that quiet. Don't tell me.
They won't talk.
Mimes do.
They do. I didn't realize the joke I just made. Waka!
You're a very poor mime right now.
I know, right? I'm not even doing
I'm trapped in a box. I'm trapped in a box. I'm falling by the wind.
That's for his mime podcast.
That's the mime cast.
I love that idea.
Do you want to do a mime cast?
We'll verbal mime.
We'll just put up 30 minutes. I don't know why I'm burying my hand in here.
Yeah, really.
Elbow pit.
Fucking my arm there.
Yeah, fuck
that's
it.
Hot.
Yeah, yes.
Just let those know, Chris missed twice before getting into my arm.
Yeah, well, you know, can't make an omelet without breaking a couple of eggs.
Okay.
Hey.
You need to get in to break the eggs.
That's what I'm saying. But what we should do is release
kids.
A weekly dad.
That's what we argue about, semantics.
Dad, do you want to make me fuck his arm with my finger?
Doesn't matter. He didn't do it right. Doesn't count.
I think we should release a weekly 30 minutes of silence and just call it Mimecast.
Nice.
Yes. You just hear like the hiss of a microphone, and that's
some
it.
Shuffling. Or you hear some
maybe hear an audience going. Oh.
Or you just hear the ambient environment, just some birds, and you know, like they'd be
out in the park. Yeah exactly. Yeah, that's my ice cream cone. Give it back. That's what you want.
That sort of stuff. Oh, look at that guy.
Who's the mime guy that does the stuff over at the Steve Allen Theater? It's really good.
Billy
Keith,
the Mime?
Keith Mime.
Billy the Mime?
Billy Mime.
Billy the Mime. Yeah. We've met each other on the Facebook, never in person.
Yeah.
That's a
real
Facebook.
Good.
You
know,
topical. Sort of like meeting.
Yeah. But back to your question. I'm sorry. I have acted a lot with my own face. I did 6 episodes of The Neighbors on ABC this past season. Great time with that. I was an alien from outer space who was posing as a human, so I got to use this face, unfortunately for you guys, but...
Come on.
No. This is me begging for a compliment. But
this gorgeous.
Who wouldn't put this on TV?
Seriously.
I know. But you do find yourself going the extra mile. You have to turn on the athlete button as well as the actor button when you're in heavy pounds of layers of rubber makeup and whatnot. Yeah.
Silver Surfer, I thought, was too bad that he was stuck in that movie. Because I thought the character...
You just wanted a Silver Surfer movie.
No, it's fucking awesome. And then, like, Lawrence Fishburne's voice all of a sudden. Jesus Christ.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
I enjoyed that arc of that, but the rest of the Fantastic Four was just... Yeah. Anyway, we'll get a reboot.
You and many fanboys share that same sentiment. You know, that's I have to love
I call
it all.
Myself anyway. You have to love it all.
But it is, you know, we shot a Star Wars Cantina video, and we had like 18 creatures there.
Well,
and
my.
It's you have very short windows where you can shoot because everyone's fucking dying under
dying.
The.
Yeah.
And there, you know, there were these fans that basically had straws,
right?
And they stick the straw into
whatever hole they can find,
just to give some. And then the guys, the guys who were Ewoks. Would you know? Like they'd take their glove off and then just like a sweat, just
a gallon of water,
You know, of like body water.
I saw at Comic-Con a few years back. I saw a Batman. Like a full rubber suit, just kind of like
Batman.
A Batman.
The Batman.
Because there's many.
No, it's a singular Batman. He's right.
That's a Jewish fella.
Yeah.
Murray Batman.
Murray Batman. But he was like taking pictures, and then like he kind of leaned off to the side, and someone was like, "Whoa!" And he's like, "Ugh." Like his voice was like, you know, from the movie.
He was dehydrated.
He's like, no, I need air. And like he pulls up the like you know the breastplate for the mask and just sweat poured out of it. And then he dropped to his knees and then like paramedics.
Well, I remember with paramedic. It wasn't Bane that got him. It was just he wasn't aired out enough.
Yeah.
When at WonderCon a couple of years ago at the G4 booth, this guy in A Dark Knight was talking to. Candace and I don't know if you were there for this. Candace and Sarah, I think Sarah Underwood was there too. And his he was just talking. He was very emphatic about like you know sweet, but just really telling a long story. And sweat was pooling under. There was basically like the chin guard, which was now just acting like a collection plate for sweat. And it was just pooling up around his chin, and then just started like. Not even just dripping, just like there was just like a stream.
He
had no idea, and you know, I just didn't want to cut him off, and it's like, oh, do you help him out and go like?
Do you embarrass him by cleaning it up for him?
I mean, literally, you know, he could not have wanted to impress these girls more. You know, that's where you're like, oh, come here, nerd.
Are you sure it wasn't saliva talking to these two girls?
It might have been saliva.
Do you ever like? Have you ever like? Gone about just weighing yourself before and after.
I tend to lose at least 5 pounds a day when I'm in a heavy.
From where, Doug?
I know water weight. Again.
Water weight.
That's all it is. I swear. I haven't. I'm 6'3" and a half. Weigh 140 pounds. I know. I'm not going to lose mass.
No,
I can't lose any more mass.
No, 6'3", 140.
Yeah, that's ridiculously emaciatedly skinny.
It is.
Like, I need to report this to you. If you didn't know, that's really gross.
No.
You're 6'3" and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I am a half an inch taller than you.
Yeah.
And over 100 pounds more than you.
Over 100 pounds more than me. I don't look at you and think, what a tubbo. I don't.
So you're two Jonah Witts.
This side of the hand.
Yeah. You're two Jonah Witts.
Two Jonah Witts.
Yeah.
Two Jonah Witts.
Murray Jonah Witts.
Murray Batman. Jonah Witts. You're trying to get out. I can't get out fast enough. It's a Jewish sounding name. I have to connect to the other Jewish sounding name. Jonah Witts.
We're the same way with puns.
Yep. There's gonna. It's just like who's gonna get it out faster.
Yeah.
Are you friends with a lot of comic types, Doug?
No. This is a familiar setting. Me being the non-funny one, by the way, too.
Come on,
very familiar to me.
Come on.
No,
we call it unfunny one. Can you believe that?
See, you can't even get that right. Yeah, no, but like I said, I've been at Omnipop, my management company, for 20 years, and they handle a lot of stand-up comics, and I go see all their shows. I know all the guys. And,
so it's like you're an honorary comedian.
Sure, but I can't keep up with the likes of Andy Kindler when I'm at dinner. I can't.
Who can?
No, right.
Oh, Kindler. Is he going to give the State of the Industry address?
He says he is.
Yeah, okay, good. So, every year, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Up in Montreal.
We'll be there this year.
You will be.
You ever been to the Montreal Festival?
I've never been to that, no.
It's nice.
I'm not a comedian. Why would I go?
Well, because Montreal's got other things. It's got
Might as well go when it's crowded.
French people,
French Canadian things. Yeah. Okay. French Canadians.
Yeah. Ooh, they have the best poor service you could get anywhere in the country. Yeah.
That's because they probably don't tip much up there. That goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
notice that.
Well, what came first?
It's perfect. You're perfectly insane. Do you like doing live stuff at all ever?
You have done some like as in like live theater,
theater or live performance. Obviously there was some mimery that took place.
There was some mimery. So I'm not a stranger to the stage.
Nope.
In fact, here's my dream. Okay, I've never done Broadway, but I would love to. I would love to play Jack Skellington on Broadway in A Nightmare Before Christmas if they did such a show. Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see it? Please.
Oh,
yeah?
Absolutely.
No, okay, thank you.
How is your Danny Elfman singing voice? No, Danny Elfman does the singing voice for Jack Skellington.
Oh, does he?
I could lip sync to him. I would rather sing for myself. I would.
What's this and this? What's that and those and these?
Really
what's
don't
this?
Have the
what's that? What's this? What are those? What's that? Who's
even.
That? Yeah. How's this?
Who are you? Why is he singing?
Not even close.
I can't move from my wonderment.
That's what I remember from it. That's exactly
what it was.
Yeah.
It's right there.
You just wrote a Night Before Christmas sound alike that we can now use.
Right, that's a sound bite that's going to be replayed again and again, right?
Jack Skellington walks into a Verizon store. What's this? What's that? What's those? What's these? What's that and those and that and these and that and what is this and that?
They call him Santa Claus.
And then we'll just end it with that. I feel like we should make something with you for the YouTube channel that's you as Jack Skellington.
Oh.
Who's going to stop us?
Have you seen the Jack Skellingtons at Disney? Land?
No.
The ones that walk around?
The walk arounds? No.
In costume?
Why? Are they not
it's
hitting?
It's creepy.
What was it?
It's creepy because it's
a Slender Man?
It's a skeleton head, and then the mouth just, they decided, let's just end the mask here and then go with the real mouth.
So that means the mouth is painted?
Yeah, well, the mouth is painted, and then when they
extended.
Speak,
it ruins
instead of just like just putting on a fucking.
It looks
Jack
like just
Skellington.
Kind of some like Mexican Day of the Dead shit.
So yeah, exactly.
Nah,
yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Day of the Dead Smarties. Here's what we'll do with. What?
I just
Day of the Dead Smarties. Like just throw it into conversation.
Yeah, I think that maybe.
I missed something major.
I'm staring at our Stitcher Award for Best Comedy Podcast 2012, and I'm asking if we should give it back now.
Humble brag.
Is it because of me? Should I feel guilty?
No. It's because we're doing.
It's because of his.
It's because of our weird tangents. It's a very tangenty episode. I apologize.
No. I love tangents.
Here's a special episode. It's good.
Here's what I. Thank you, Jonah. here's what I think we could do with the Jack Skellington.
Okay.
We will. We'll do the full body, but then we'll just basically give you a green head.
Green.
And we'll CG. We'll CG in the head.
A live stage version? With CG?
No. For the video.
Oh, for the video.
Yeah. We've already agreed that we're going to make.
We're going to do.
Get this. For the voice, Lawrence Fishburne.
No! Well, that never stopped haunting me.
What's this? What's that? What's this?
What's that?
Right?
What's this?
Somebody wake up Lawrence. He's on again.
What?
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
You guys see him in Predators? Gained a lot of weight.
What? No.
Wait, yeah. What?
Lawrence Fishburne.
Which Predators?
Predators.
The movie?
Yeah. Yes, not the
not the TV ABC, yeah. The reality show.
Why do I not have any recollection of Predator?
You mean Larry Fishburne from the Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It was in Predators. It was the movie that came out where people end up on a planet and it's full of predators.
Predators. Oh, I never saw it.
Was that the one with Adrian Brody?
Adrian Brody's in it. Derek Mears.
I did see it.
Oh, Derek Mears.
Yeah, Derek Mears,
yeah,
who plays the main guy.
Okay.
Derek Mears.
Love Derek.
I did see Predators, right? But I was thinking that you were talking more recently. Predators is actually a handful of years old.
Yeah. It's like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh, we can't talk about old movies here?
No. What? I just mean, like, you said it.
What's
like
this?
Like, it's
what's this?
What's this, sir? What is this? What is this? And what is this? And what is that?
What is it?
It's it.
What is it? Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a walk around.
See how, like, awful, creepy that looks?
Oh,
don't look so cool.
That's weird. That's not, it looks like an animal muzzle.
Yeah, it looks like just looks like cosplay, but it's official Disney. Let's walk around and do
and that. It's not Jack Skellington's head shape,
right?
Yeah, no, it looks more like the mask from the Scream movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like stretched out. Yeah. Midway between that and
look at how much better you would be in this suit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we talk about it?
We're gonna.
Can someone please give this movie actor some time at Disneyland?
I could have done that.
That's very just as a performer, you're like, just give me this costume. You take it from him, just do it.
Put it on
just
so and start you can walking around Disneyland.
This is the right way to
this
do
this.
This
is how you do, Jack.
Yeah.
You don't know Jack.
You do it like this.
Skellington.
Like this.
Like this. Like this.
This, this, this. This, this, this.
The Itchy and Scratchy Show. Doug, you've created a good energy on the podcast.
Have I? Is this
today?
A good thing? I'm getting railroaded, but that's good. It's good.
No. I think of it more like you're in the lotto machine. All the balls are bouncing around.
I love being in a pinball machine. It's great fun for me. Ping pong. Bing, 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 blah, blah,
blah. What ping pong play?
No, shut up. Stop. Sound effects.
Next time, just go sound effects.
Sound effects.
For the sound
and
effect.
And create your own. Use your imagination, kids.
Who do we can make a zero? Oh, it'll be perfect. It's going to be so much fun. I'm stuck on this idea.
Okay.
I'm stuck on the idea. We'll do it, Doug.
Okay,
we'll
do it. I'll play the mayor.
Okay. Okay. Adorable.
That guy, he passed away, right? That guy?
They're all just puppets. Yeah, and at one point, a lot of them passed away.
No, I'm pretty sure. But,
actually, I think, in a sense,
they're all dead.
Away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the... Really,
well, guys, I gotta
it's
go.
Halloween Town. I mean, they're all kind of creepy dead things.
Mm-hmm. I gotta tell someone.
No,
you know, they all
knows.
Know. Everyone else knows.
No, I just don't.
I gotta make a call.
Okay.
Oh, what are you working on now? Are you done with Falling Skies?
Well, Falling Skies is season 3 currently airing right now.
Just started airing like a couple weeks ago.
Early June, right? Yeah. And they're now, let's see, I've been missing for a couple of episodes. The last time you saw me was episode 4, went down in a plane crash with the President of the United States, played by Stephen Collins.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't tell you. I can't answer that. But watch next week.
I'll tell you what.
I return to the show next Sunday night, June 14th. That'll be 10 p.m. TNT.
July
Falling Skies. Oh, sorry. July 14th.
Yes.
Gosh, I'm an idiot. I can't tell you how I return to the show, but I do, and I'll be around for the rest of the season.
Tune in next week.
Yes, indeed.
Will Doug Jones be back?
And I'm playing, for those who don't know, I'm playing Cochise on the show. He's the new alien that speaks English and it walks on two legs like a human. So I'm the most relatable of the aliens that the show has ever seen. So it's been kind of fun for me.
Do you do this a lot?
And I do the 80s chin in hands.
The credit. Yeah. The credit
da,
sequence.
Da, 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 da. Yeah. Cochise, played by Doug Jones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing you've done
on a Sunday?
My favorite. Okay, you know,
what's your perfect Sunday?
Do you like omelets?
I don't know. Sitting here with you guys talking about smack. No,
you guys are my favorite Sunday. Unfortunately, today's Monday.
I will tell you the day. Here's the week that I could have died at the end of, and I could have gone out of this life happy. That was filming the musical episode of The Neighbors on ABC. I'm not going to lie. Music done by Alan Menken, but famous Alan Menken. We sang, we danced, we did, and it was all ridiculous lyrics and tomfoolery, and I just was in sitcom musical heaven. Yeah, I was.
That's really cool.
Have you gotten to do any other musical?
No. I was in a short film called Sudden Death, which is finally a musical about where everyone dies. That's what it's the tagline.
Love it.
Right. Now, of course, I'm in that, and I had one line in one song that went, ba-ba, ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba, 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 for the whole song. So I wouldn't say that I really sang. You know what I mean? I did some ba-bas.
Mer.
Right,
you got your
murr. Right, yeah. The same writing directing team, Adam Hall and Kale McCann, have created a web series called Research, which is now currently running on the YouTube. New episodes coming out every Monday, mini episodes on Thursday. So Research, you can find them at researchseries.com, and all the YouTube stuff will come up there, or their channel is Mildly Fearsome Films. Anyway, in that, Barry Bostwick and I get to play like idiots at a research facility. Barry Bostwick. Now.
Yeah.
They had a musical episode of Research as well, where Barry Bostwick sang, and I faked like I was playing a guitar. They didn't let me sing again. Wow. Dang it! Frickin'.
Why do they keep robbing? Frickin'.
I know.
Experience?
I know. Well, the neighbors let me sing. Dag nabbit. So there's that.
Hey, watch your language.
Dag nabbit. I'll scream it from the rooftop.
I'll scream it from that fucking rooftop if I have to. Wait a minute. You just said dag nabbit. You're dag damn right I did. Fuck yourself.
H-E double fucking hockey sticks.
You can go fark yourself. I say fark. I like the fark word.
Fark is fun.
Yeah. Fark is good.
Fark is fun.
Frack.
Frack. Frack is good.
Yeah, frick.
Frick.
That's real popular.
Yeah.
Goal Ram, if you're a fan of Serenity or Firefly, they say Goal Ram.
Goal Ram?
Instead of goddamn it, they would say, Goal Ram. Go Ram. I think it's G-O-R-R-A-M.
Okay, so it sounds close,
yeah,
but it's not
close.
Cussing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. It's not, but I still think a case can be made for but they mean to be cussing.
Right.
I feel like this. We live in a country where someone would still try to outlaw,
that.
Go
Ram.
But the sentiment of it, and I'm only saying that because I'm lonely and I need to find some significance and control in this world.
Stop reading my emails.
I'm sorry. Matt.
I can't help it.
Matt needs another pinch on the cheek, doesn't he? Precious.
Careful of his glands.
I know.
They're back here.
You don't want to squeeze his salivary gland shut again. Mr. Mouthwash.
Yeah. So what I'm saying
Mr. Mouthwash.
Is...
is that a new character in the Nightmare Before Christmas? Mr. Mouthwash.
It really could be, actually.
Hello. God, he sounds like he's gargling all the time. Mr. Mouthwash. Right?
Oh, my God.
Everyone just threw up.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That was the collective.
Oh, my God. My hope was he was taking a drink. My hope was that. But my mind was like, I know that he's going to gargle and try and do
Does Abe Sapien, is that mouthwash?
Is what mouthwash? Meaning, am I swimming in it?
Yes.
No.
All right. Well, it was worth a shot.
The alcohol content in mouthwash would undo my adhesives. And my makeup would fly off. Yeah.
How much of... let's talk about Guillermo a little bit. Which actually,
isn't he precious?
He's the best.
He's the best ever. My favorite director I've ever worked with in my life, Guillermo del Toro.
How many Guillermo movies have you done?
Four. I met him on Mimic many years ago in 1997, and that was just like that was his first American studio film.
Fun movie.
Fun movie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mira Sorvino was a doctor in that.
She's very articulate.
Yeah.
And there's spoon manning in it, right?
Spoon manning.
There's like a kid that does like the spoons.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
It's been a while. I don't know. Anyway, so I played a couple of bug guys in it, or one bug guy in it as a reshoot problem. They filmed in Toronto when they were doing reshoots in L.A. The Toronto actor that played the bug guy couldn't work here. He didn't have a visa. So I was like, ooh. They went through the Rolodex. What tall, skinny guy do we know that can wear this bug suit? Ah, call Doug Jones. So that's how I got on that movie shoot. And then I met Guillermo, not knowing who he was, because he had quite a reputation in Mexico. I'd never seen any of his films. He had done Kronos by then. Mm-hmm. A lot of television down there, a lot of commercials, a lot of monster making as well. And so at the lunch table on my first, second day of work with him, I worked for 3 days on Mimic. Second day of work, he sits across the lunch table from me, and he does this. He does like Matt sitting right now. He has his chin in his hands, and he says, "So tell me everything you've been in before." And he stares me down, right? So I start listing off all my the movies I'd done. I'd done Tank Girl by then, and The Hocus Pocus, and he's like, asking about the makeup artist. Like, "Oh, Stan Winston, yeah, no, Tony Gardner did that makeup, yeah, yeah, what's he like as a person? Is he a nice guy?" I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good to hear, yeah." So he's just like, So before long, I'm thinking, is he the director of this film or is he a fanboy that snuck in here? Right? Yeah, right, right, yeah. So anyway, that's what I love about him is that he is truly a fanboy. He's like the consummate fanboy.
Yeah.
And he makes things that would give him a geekgasm, as he calls them. So and he's got a good meter on that geekgasm, I think, for all of us.
And so which movie was the – I would imagine Hellboy was probably the most involved.
Yes. Pan's Labyrinth was pretty dang involved too, though. You know what I'm saying? As far as like what was required of me and – is that what you mean?
Yeah, but for Hellboy, it's literally the entire – I mean like your
– Well, Hellboy 2, I was in the entire film, yes. And that was the longest film shoot I've ever – 6 months in Budapest, 6 days a week, 18 hours a day. And I'm under rubber for most of it. I was – The smell of adhesive and latex foam rubber was like, ugh. I wanted to hurl after a while. Now, I love the characters I play. I love them all. I do. I'm a good parent. But
But choose your favorite.
Exactly. That was a toughie. Hellboy 2 took a little piece of us. But here Guillermo said to me on the set of Hellboy 2, in the middle of that schedule that I just described to you, I was getting 4 hours of sleep a night, and I was showing up. I fell asleep in chairs on set all the time. Like, it's like slumped over. And well, one day I heard this shuffled foot come up. Shkum, 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 shkum. That's how Guillermo walks. I know. I'm like a dog who knows my master's footsteps because he doesn't pick his feet up when he walks. So he comes over to where I'm sitting, and I kind of perk up like, hey. He puts his hand on my forearm, and he says, I know we are killing you, my friend. And I said, well, you know, you're not. Yes, you're killing me, but it's worth. Thank you, but I'm happy to be whatever. So he said, here's the good news. The good news is they will be making pilgrimages to your grave. So, it was a very nice way of saying we're making a piece of art that will last forever, which is true. At the end of the day,
news, he meant the week after.
I didn't know he meant that day.
When you died,
I actually die.
Good night,
from exhaustion. Yeah,
and then he just holds your nose. Just let go. Just let go.
We found cheaper skinny man.
I know, right?
we found a cheaper skinny man.
Now, by the way, that's going to be hard to do. This, Okay.
That was the perfect response.
Oh, bless.
Oh, the sassy response. Okay.
I tell you, you kids are crazy.
What else do you want to do? What else?
In my life, what do I want to do?
Yeah, what do you want to do? Is there anything else besides acting you want to do?
Yeah, I want to write a book.
Write a book, then.
Well, I think, Neil Gaiman, have you ever had him on the show?
Yes.
Isn't he great?
He's fucking awesome.
I know.
He starts talking and you just instantly get really docile.
Yes, I know. Hello, I have a British accent and I'm poetic. Oh, gosh, just talk to me. Yeah, I know. Well, he was on the set of Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, shadowing Guillermo del Toro to learn how to be a director. This is, you know, back in 07. And so I got to know him because every actor director like conference we had, Neil Gaiman was right there with us for about 6 weeks, and it was great because it's like, oh, that's Neil Gaiman. Right. And so one Sunday afternoon, a day off, he and his daughter Maddie, 12-year-old girl, a princess, she was 12 back then, he said, I've been reading your blog and you don't go out much. Walk the city with us tomorrow. He said that to me as we wrapped on Saturday night. I'm like, I would love that. Oh, Neil Gaiman, I'm going to walk the city with you and we have ice cream. So we did. And in the middle of that walking talk, he said, is there a book you've ever wanted to write yourself? And I'm like, okay, now how many times does this man get hit up in a day of like, hey, Neil Gaiman, I'm a writer. And can I pitch you an idea? What do you think of this? And so he's asking for one? Is he out of his mind? So I said that to him. Are you out of your mind? And he said, well, you know, we have time today, so please talk. So I told him a little story idea that I had, you know, about a guy. You write what you know. It's about an actor who does a lot of creature work and doesn't get any recognized for it and ends up in Kansas and leaving the business and ends up in Kansas and somebody recognizes him. One fan recognizes him in a small town in Kansas, and he ends up getting really famous there. In that small town and having this whole celebrity rise and fall on a really small scale. Neil Gaiman heard this story and was like, I like it and I think you should write it, but don't write the screenplay, write the book. So I that was 8 years ago. So I'm gonna. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that, yeah. I would love to do that.
You ever just see Neil again? I'm writing it. And he's like, what are you talking about?
I know. Because if I ever write it, he was gonna write the foreword for me. He's got to. Yeah. We've kept in touch. We have.
Just get him to write the foreword first.
First. That'll inspire me to write the book.
Right?
I can just sell the foreword.
Then you'll have to write the word part.
I know. The foreword. The bit. No,
you'll have to write the word.
I would also, if I wasn't an actor, I think I would have been a nurse or something with in the healing arts. I like to touch people.
All right.
Is that wrong?
No.
That's why I keep pinching.
Well, it depends.
That's why my gland feels
so... I know. It feels better, doesn't it? I know.
You have magic hands.
You're like Dr. Quinn Medicine Man.
She wasn't a shaman of any sort. She actually was in...
She was bringing Western medicine to the...
That's not what I remember.
No, she was bringing Western medicine.
You just remember Jane Seymour looking hot as a doctor, right?
She held up.
I'm here for my exam. Is that what you're thinking?
I remember that she had wasn't her husband boyfriend, wasn't he like a white guy who just hung out with the Native Americans?
Yeah, the long-haired guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kevin Sorbo.
You know, look-alike?
Well, I mean, looks like
Kevin Sorbo. Yeah, there was another guy.
Oh, he was Sorbish.
Sorbish.
It wasn't Sorbet. Sorbet.
Speaking of Jane Seymour, though, my favorite movie of all time, can I tell you what it is?
Is it?
She's in it.
I don't remember any.
Somewhere in Time.
Yes. Christopher Reeve.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah, what?
The Somewhere in Time thing. It just reminded me. No, Somewhere in Time. Fine
it
movie.
It was syrupy romantic. And
did you ever watch Confessions of a Superhero, the movie about the people that dress up on Grommons in front of the
I know. Yeah,
oh, no, I haven't
That's
seen
good.
It.
That's good. And sad.
Yeah, well, the Superman guy looks like Christopher Reeve.
A lot like him, yes.
And,
I've met
and
him,
his,
yeah.
And the wife, his wife... they met at a Somewhere in Time convention.
Convention
for
that. Of course they did. No, they have them. They have them back in Michigan at the Grand Hotel where it was filmed. Come, I've looked into it.
It's somewhere in time. Kansas.
Somewhere in Michigan.
In Michigan.
Yes.
This isn't a little known fact, but I was fascinated to find out that Radiohead recorded OK Computer at Jane Seymour's estate.
Oh, really?
Like, I guess they rented it out. Do you want to look that up, Katie?
Yeah.
I guess they rented it out and recorded the album there because it's
Where did you say it was?
On sorry. The internet?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. OK Computer, Jane Seymour.
Okay.
Radiohead.
What?
OK Computer, Jane Seymour. Yeah.
What's this WebRnet you keep talking about?
It's like a book that's that yells at you.
No.
It's what? You,
in the mansion she owned by Bath, England?
Yes. So she owned a mansion in Bath.
By the way, the WebRnet, just Stephen WebRnet. It's just the Stephen WebRnet.
It's all Stephen WebRnet.
All Stephen Weber news all day. The WebRnet.
I thought this was about grilling tips. Nope. It's all weird Stephen Weber non-sequiturs.
Trivia. And, yeah.
Who's someone that you want to work with in time?
Oh, in time. Let's see. I would love to be directed by Ron Howard for some reason. I've said that to myself ever since I saw Splash back in the 80s.
Of course.
Yeah.
A classic.
Yeah. And why it was. Daryl Hannah was topless. Yeah. So
she was topless, and then somehow he could breathe underwater as long as he was touching her, which didn't make any sense.
Isn't that nice, though? Isn't that romantic? Stop. You're ruining this for me. Stop
but
it.
But then basically, it should make sense in the mermaid movie.
That was the weird part.
Matthew, they've created a universe. There are some rules.
You don't know every aspect
That's
of the universe
rule.
They create.
No, but what a
it's
terrible
just like
thing.
Peter Pan. You can fly if you touch him.
That's great. So you imagine that you fall in love with someone, and then part of the rule is like, and then you're going to go to a place where you can never stop touching them. They're always going to have
their
hand on
you.
Right?
I mean, if you're really
If he's a dick to her and he's like, no, you take out the fish trash, then she's going to like take her hand off him. He's going to be like,
talk about abstaining.
Seriously. There's no.
Also, the pressure would probably crush him.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of reasons.
True.
Besides the mermaidism, that it wouldn't work.
He's below crush depth, which we all learn from movies about submarines.
They're all. That's right. The Hunt for Red October and Splash mix up, the mashup movie.
Hunt for
movie.
Red October, I feel like, is the one that doesn't really use crush depth. I feel like all the rest of them do.
I'm a Russian admiral.
What's the thing Ed Harris did though when he took in all that liquid oxygen?
The abyss.
There you go. You can see you can survive under
your body breathed liquid for 9 months. You'll remember. All right, that was that actor.
Wilford Brimley?
Wilford Brimley?
Are you sure it wasn't Wilford Brimley?
I don't think it was Wilford Brimley. I didn't say it. Diabetes.
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 Bye, Jonah.
Oh, there goes Jonah.
Leaving. Are you leaving?
We can't acknowledge that you're...
Right, all of a sudden his voice disappears.
I got quiet. Maybe I got in my head about and I just stay quiet for the rest of the podcast.
Let's record some wild lines of you reacting to things, and then we'll just cut them in the podcast and make it seem like you're still there.
Sounds good
to
me.
Okay, happy.
Yeah.
Surprised.
What? No! What? Doug?
Someone just made a really weird pun.
Ugh.
No,
I got another one for that.
That is what you do. Okay, now fifth one, dealer's choice. Good. Jonah
Scooby Doo. Yes, Jonah. Nice to see you. Thank you.
We'll cut all those in now that he's gone.
Jonah, please do your Tim Allen impression from Home Improvement.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you.
Bye.
I'll do this again.
Yes.
See you later. Fuck off. Get out. Bye. Eat a dick. Nothing.
Didn't
say anything. Bye. Fuck off. But I didn't say anything. I did not. Have a good time. Okay, don't come back. You're fired forever. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said. I think you just need to go to whatever thing is more important.
The doctor.
Oh. Doctor who?
Fucking exploding before I go to the doctor.
Hey, it was day of. I went to the doctor the same day.
Grown up so much.
I know. $85.
So Jonah's having some. He's getting Botox.
Is he having a procedure?
I don't know what he's doing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine.
I'm using air quotes.
Yep. It's some type of procedure.
I hope whatever they give him removes the douchiness.
I went to Saturday night. We went to the Labyrinth.
Oh, you went to the what's it called?
The Labyrinth of Jareth.
I've never gone to this. I've been invited.
It's really fun. Yeah. You totally should go next year.
You know what? I get dressed by Clockwork Couture. They do all my clothes for red carpet events. I love the steampunk look. And she was like, come to the Labyrinth of Jareth. Well, I'll dress you. Where is that held?
It was at the Park Plaza downtown, the historic Park Plaza.
And it was a two-night event, yes?
Two-night. We went Saturday.
Yeah.
And the costume work
is incredible, right?
It's incredible. The detail.
I missed it.
It was really, really, really cool.
What do you do there?
Parade around?
Yeah, it's a party. There are different rooms, and there's like performances. And
does Jennifer Connelly show up?
Jennifer Connelly does not show up.
Not going.
Then why go? Right? What you're saying? Oh, that's not.
But there's not. This year we went last year. I don't think I saw one labyrinth costume. It was actually, it's really a masquerade ball, so everyone comes in very elaborate costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And last year there were a lot of Jareth's
masquerade dance, magic dance.
But this year there weren't.
Is it lots of steampunky Victorian era?
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of everything.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of everything.
Oh, okay.
Except Labyrinth, really. But a lot of everything.
Like from the movie Labyrinth?
No fizz gigs.
There's no David Bowie.
There's no Bowie. But it's a fucking really fun, cool event. And someone was like, oh, I don't know why someone asked me if there's Jonah coming. I'm like, why would Jonah come to a masquerade ball? Do you know how much effort? That's way beyond his effort threshold.
Why would Jonah go to that?
I don't
is
know.
My question to that person.
He'd put on a plaid mask. I honestly don't know why he would be
there. I gotta tell you, that sounds terrible. I would not want to go to that.
Well, you wouldn't, because you'd have to put in a lot of effort. You actually do have to do work to make the costume and make it elaborate.
I know it's a fun character we play, but I do a lot of work.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm not going to put on a fucking labyrinth costume.
Yeah, you would hate it. You have to work. Yeah, that's right.
I would like to see you dressed up like a Victorian fop.
Yeah. Little waistcoat, top hat.
Yes.
A clock watch.
If I could find a
snuff box, if you will.
If I could find a fucking waistcoat that fit me, I would totally. I would sport one.
Oh, he
now
said
it just got real.
A nice pocket watch. Did, I'm it? Just saying.
We're here for
like
you.
It just got real.
Do you have the same problem I have, which is finding clothes that fit properly?
That fit properly. I'm a tall, skinny
guy. We all have that problem here.
Yeah, well,
for different reasons.
Right.
That's true.
Okay, word to your mother. my pants. Let's just talk about jeans alone.
I
have a 29-inch waist and a 36 inseam. They don't make those on the rack.
We are almost completely reversed.
Is that right?
Plus 10 inches on the waist.
Oh, precious love. I know. So it's hard to find clothes, is what we're saying.
Because small, American small, is larger than any other small in the world.
Yes.
So, like, if I can find, like, an, you know, if I can find, like, an Asian department store, then I'll do fine.
Do fine, right.
But an American department store, small usually really means medium.
It's we're in a big country here.
Where do you find an
Dream
Asian department
with
store?
You. Uniqlo. Like a lover's voice. It's a department. It's an Asian department store in New York.
Ball?
No, it's not in the Labyrinth Mall.
The Labyrinth Mall?
It's in the Labyrinth Mall.
You can never get out of there. I know.
Would you care for an orange Julius?
No, I want to go to the parking lot.
Every store is a magic store.
Yeah.
It's fun. Next year, maybe you'll go.
No.
You'll go next year.
I would love to go. Okay, well, I'll plan on it for next year. If you're going, Chris, I'll go.
I'll go.
Matt.
Yeah.
Come with us.
No, I mean,
so you can come just fucking complain about it the whole time. What are we doing here?
This is stupid.
What is this? I don't know. Do they have like tables? Is there merch tables?
Nope.
I don't want to go.
It's a fucking party.
It's like a dinner dance thing, right?
Yeah, it's a dinner dance.
It sounds like a convention, kind of.
No, it's not really.
Which would make me want
to. It's like going to a giant themed bar.
It's a cosplay dinner banquet night dance thing. They're not at a convention. Come on, Matt. Come on.
Do it.
No.
All right.
Okay.
We did
it. It's only a year from now. We're going to so forget we had this talk.
Right, right. Jonah? And then we cut it in.
I know. That's great.
Katie's not doing that.
Katie, you have to cut him in there.
Find all that?
You just have to cut in just weird ones that don't match.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So you have him doing the stuff, and then just
kind of love it.
I know. Katie's God damn it. Why would you give me extra work? This job's hard
enough. She's been typing nonstop since this whole thing started, like pushing buttons and scrambling for things. Bless her heart.
She's probably looking at the
jets right now.
Or she's looking on the Craigslist jobs board. I can't take this fucking shit anymore. It's ridiculous.
Oh, precious Katie.
So Falling Skies.
Yes.
What else?
And the research web series. Oh, yeah. You mentioned. I'm not gonna. Okay. I finished. I did a movie this summer. In the month of May, I did a feature film.
Yeah.
It was shot in a reality style with that handheld found footage sort of style, based on a web series that is based on an internet legend, and that's all I can tell you. What? I can't say. Shh. Don't. I can't confirm or deny any of your guesses. But someone,
is it Slenderman?
I can't confirm or deny anything, but I might have played a rather notable character.
Is it the Slenderman?
It's Goatsy!
I'm not confirming or denying anything. I'm not going to say.
Is he a slender man? Would you describe his frame as...
Chris, look at me.
Yeah. Fat what? Albert?
Yes, exactly.
No. Over there.
I can't.
Oh, sorry.
I cannot confirm.
My sights are off. My gun sights off. I gotta play for the slice.
Fat Albert, that's terrible. You're terrible. I wish we could banter about this movie I did, but I can't.
Oh, you mean the Slenderman movie?
No, I don't. I can't confirm nor deny anything that you say.
Well, it sounds like it's the Slenderman movie.
I can't confirm nor deny any of that. Why did I bring it up then? If I can't say, this is fun. This is fun for me.
It's sort of fun to talk about this awesome Slenderman project that you're clearly involved in, starring as a Slenderman.
I don't know. I don't want to say. I don't know.
Let's just say that maybe it's not what you're doing. But just for me, what the fuck is Slenderman?
Oh, you do not belong on a podcast called The Nerdist.
Any
good nerd knows.
It's a legend. The podcast. Slenderman's
this podcast is legendary.
Slenderman's a legend. Kyle. Right.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle, step in. Tell us.
Oh, Jonah's going to be real mad.
So upset.
He's the one who shrieked.
According to fake internet lore, it's a old German folk legend about a slender creature that comes in and steals children away.
He's like, he sort of looks like
he's got like multiple arms that come, but he also looks like he has a suit on. He has no face.
It's sort of like, I think the silence is probably the closest thing to.
And why is this an internet legend?
Well, there's a web series called Marble Hornets. That's done a lot.
Very,
of
60 million hits web series. It's huge.
That's all found footage pieces that all have Slenderman worked in. And then last year there was a big hit indie video game that came out called Slender, where you're walking through the woods, and as you collect things, he starts to chase you through the woods, and you can't look at him or you die.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks just like The Silence.
Yeah, and for Labyrinth of Jareth, I was Enderman, which is the Minecraft.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I thought that was like an Ender's Game Slenderman.
Because Chloe, my girlfriend, was basically a creeper fairy. She basically made a fairy outfit.
What, if you haven't adopted that as your pet name for her, by the way.
Creeper fairy?
Creeper fairy.
Staring at me while I'm sleeping, not blinking over there.
All crouched up at the top of the bed, drinking blood.
Yeah. Mine. I need a doctor. I don't feel good.
Just staring at you, cleaning my wings.
She should have just like a cat. Yeah. Groucho mustaches on her above her eyes and gone as Jennifer Connelly from that.
I guess.
Jennifer Connelly is so hot with her big eyebrows.
Fuck yeah, I agree.
And her mom jeans.
They were serious mom jeans. So
professional mom jeans.
Back to your cage,
yes,
Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but thank you for that interlude.
She was, I actually mentioned Labyrinth this weekend at the Draft House because we were screening Ang Lee's Hulk, which she is also bored in.
Okay.
That movie is awful.
Okay.
The Hulk. Let me tell you.
The Hulk?
Yeah. Silver Surfer.
Yeah.
I would watch that 100 times before I watched The Hulk again. Hulk before I watched Hulk again.
Oh, Hulk. Okay.
It wasn't
Not
even
the
Hulk.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's too bad.
Oh my God. That's unfortunate.
And then Nick
don't
Nolte's
revisit it.
Then Nick Nolte's character is sort of.
Mutant Poodle Dogs? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick Nolte's character is sort of his mugshot in life.
I absorb properties and things. I can absorb.
How do you remember that?
What is that from?
That's from Hulk.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yeah. Had this. Basically, he was mutated to absorb the physical properties of things. Could. Yeah. It was sort of a weird storyline that they didn't really need.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, don't revisit it if you're thinking about it.
Okay.
It's beautifully shot. Ang Lee did a great job there.
Now Jennifer Connelly, of course, married to Paul Bettany, whom I worked with in Legion.
That's very true.
I was the ice cream man, you know.
By the way, ice cream man.
Yes, yes. What would you like? What can I serve up for you, young fella?
Some delicious stories.
Paul Bettany, who is the voice of Jarvis without ever having seen an Iron Man or Avenger movie.
He hasn't seen any of them yet?
No. And he's the voice.
Sir, I'm fucking Jennifer Connelly. You're inside a suit. I'm inside Jennifer Connelly. I don't know.
Yeah, he wins.
If,
he wins.
Now,
yes. Yes, Chris.
I believe that Wolverine. I feel like you should be either Wolverine or Superman. The reason.
Will you discuss my dimensions? I'm 6'3".
Here's why.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's why. Because in order to create muscle mass, you have to tear muscle tissue, which Superman cannot do because he's indestructible.
Yeah.
So he would be just a skinny, ropey guy. His molecular structure is what makes him strong, not muscles, which are how humans build strength. Same with Wolverine. I don't think that his muscles would tear and they would heal.
Right.
But they wouldn't. There wouldn't be scar tissue. Which,
down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that
so
same process.
So I think you would. I think Wolverine
so
would look like you.
So someone my size would be that badass superhero.
I think Superman would look like you, not a big, muscly guy.
Can you imagine the posters with me and Man of Steel written above my head? That would be ridiculous.
I'm trying. I think it would work.
No, I'm so. Bless your heart. Now, you know, my first foray into comic book movies was anybody?
Was it
Mystery Man?
Archie.
Yeah, Mystery Man. I was Archie Comics. I was Pencilhead in Mystery Man. Thank you for knowing that. But before that,
what? I can't go back that far.
Yes, you can. Yes, we can. I've been around a long time, child. I was in the Red Triangle Circus gang in Batman Returns.
Yes. Oh, yes. When they're flipping down the street.
I was the thin clown in the credits. Doug Jones, thin clown.
That's going to be the other pet name, Creeper Fairy and Thin Clown.
Can we talk? That was one of Danny DeVito's sidekicks when he played Penguin. Now, can we talk about funny credits? Yeah, not besides Thin Clown, which is very descriptive of me, I think.
You're talking to Engineer Number 2 Terminator 3, right?
Oh, there you go. Okay, so you know.
Thin Clown sounds way better than Engineer Number 2.
I like that.
Actually, it's second. You're second engineer.
Second engineer. Good.
Not bad,
okay,
right?
Okay. One of my favorite. Also, I was in quarantine. The last 3 minutes of quarantine is me. I'm the guy who started this whole rabies infection in the building. And my name in the credits was Thin Infected Man.
So you were thin-fected.
Thin-fected, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, but my favorite, I think, is Three Kings. Remember?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, Ice Cube. Right, yeah.
Wasn't Jones. There a Clooney
Spike
in
Jones,
that?
George Clooney, yeah. And me, honestly, it was 1 second, a 1,001 count, and that's all I did in the movie. I was lying in the dirt, in the sand, in the desert, as get it? Doug Jones, dash, dead Iraqi soldier.
Hey!
Yes! Three things I'm not.
What?
Yeah.
The most opposite of you.
I know.
That's better. Really stepping outside the box for as an actor.
That's what I thought.
It's because you're alive and you're not.
Can
Iraqi.
We talk about stepping outside the realm of? Okay, there's been a couple. Television has been.
Are we gonna mime it up?
No. Television has been like a great medium for me to step outside my normal thing. Criminal Minds. I was a underwear clad meth junkie running around my front yard in an early episode. They brought me back for a second episode 4 years later when I played the leader of a fight club. No, seriously, so I had to turn on some crazy behind the eyes. Who would follow me in a fight club? Like, yeah, guys, let's organize. No, they would never. No. So I shaved my head. I wore a tank top. I had it all. But recently, I just finished doing an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Can you imagine, again, me on Sons? I'm in the lobby waiting to meet the producers, and I'm surrounded by tattoos, muscles, and piercings, right?
Play Ron Perlman's coat rack.
Right. You're right. So it was a scene with Ron, so they were thinking that wouldn't that be fun to get Hellboy and Abe Sapien back together again on Sons of Anarchy and as people this time instead of as monsters. So I did it. I was a prison guard. I was a prison guard.
I think they're bigger monsters on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, God.
Right.
Hey, right. Right.
By the way, how about this for a catchphrase? Yep. Anal sex. Think outside the box.
Oh!
That's got to be a joke someone said before.
That's my next tweet. Down so
someone
fast.
Has had to have said that before.
It's my next tweet.
I must be remembering that and not making that up.
All right. Speaking of Twitter, do you guys use the Twitter? I love the Twitter.
We were just talking about anal sex thinking outside the box.
That's why I'm on Twitter now.
Yes, of course. We're tweet sluts here.
Good. Actor Doug Jones. At Actor Doug Jones. Okay, follow me.
Doug
okay,
Jones.
Guys. Yeah, we'll talk later.
How are your tweets? That's called a soft sell.
No, I'm not a retweeter. Your timeline will not be filled with me going, repeating people's cute cat stories or whatever. Yeah, no. I basically tweet maybe once a day, and I'll say, "Watch this," or I'll have a life moment that I'm recounting and trying to be funny. I try to be funny, but I'm not you guys.
No, you are.
You're probably more successful.
You're gonna write the book. You're gonna write your book on Twitter, right? You're gonna go through.
Right? Can you imagine? I wonder if anybody's tried that.
Some people
to write
have done
a book
that before.
On Twitter.
Yeah. Who used to do that?
No, I remember. I don't.
Well, Shit My Dad Says. Right.
Shit My Dad Says, but I've seen other people who would start writing a book, and it would just be like a tweet would be line by line by line by line.
I can't even imagine.
No, I unfollow those people.
Unfollow them?
Yes, it's too much.
I can't read a book. I don't have time
for that.
I can't
read a book on Twitter. It's not called Booker.
Booker.
Tweets. What are you searching for?
I'm searching for Actor Doug Jones.
Oh, there he is. That's my face right there. Look at that. Oh, aren't I precious?
Done.
Actor Doug Jones.
Oh, look
this
at
that. One more follow.
He has been followed.
Oh, right there. See, that's my deputy sheriff shirt from Sons of Anarchy.
Where's
there.
Your Slenderman outfit from the Slenderman movie?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Chris Hardwick.
Let's just look.
Yes, that
picture.
Doug Jones from the Hellboy movie, Pan's Labyrinth, Silver Surfer.
What are you chuckling about?
Wow.
What a sad lunchtime.
Oh.
Yeah. That's from Falling Skies. That would be sure. And that's from my Reddit AMA. I did a Reddit AMA that was great fun for me.
Did it go well?
It went so
well. People good? People nice to you?
They were so nice to me.
Good.
Yeah, I was warned a lot ahead of time. Like, oh.
So you're looking through here and here,
I'm looking through the vents around the nose area. We're looking at my Cochise mask from Falling Skies. And yeah, the eyes on the face are wide set and gold. Yeah. Those are just like plunked in there, and they do some CG animation on those afterwards.
So you're looking through the nose holes.
That's
the
nose holes. That's some rad makeup.
Yeah, thank you.
That really is fantastic.
Yeah, Todd Masters of the Masters Effects.
What are some of your other pictures?
That's Mrs. Laurie and me, the lovely Mrs. I've been married for 29 years to the same woman. Do you believe that? That's me as a mime.
Oh, there he is.
No, that's me as a mime. I just did a Toyota commercial as that mime right there.
Holy shit.
That'll be coming out sometime soon. So.
Do you have any lines? Come on.
Yeah! That's and this is a very sweet. That's my. I'm one of four boys, and my mother just passed away a couple months ago.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. She was 84 years old and the most godly, amazing woman I've ever known.
What
in my
is
life.
The average height of your family?
I know. If you look at that picture, you'll see
Not even the tallest.
I'm not. That's my brother Tom is 6'6", and these two are 6'3", even, and I've got a half inch on them. So we're
My goodness.
I know. That's what I said.
But your mother's like 5'7".
Well,
she's
5'9". Yeah. Well, she was. At 84, she might have been back to 5'8", right?
But that's possible. But there's definitely a... how tall was your dad?
6'5".
Jeez.
Yeah.
I love this.
just going through
Doug's.
We should do this with every guest. Single guest.
Explain this picture. Who are these people? What's that? Why are you at Denny's?
We went to Denny's.
Oh, well, now, I love Denny's, and I got the hot chocolate. I got the whipped cream on my nose. Picture, photo op. Yeah.
Oh yep, that's your 80s.
This is delightful.
What's your 80s sitcom credit?
This right here. The last time I was at my mom's house while she was alive, I saw on the coffee table a glass bowl with sweet tarts in it, those little heart shaped little tarts you do. And around it is a sandwich baggie, ziplocked.
Oh no! These are the chalky Valentine's Day ones.
They say things on them.
Yeah,
like,
they say things.
Be my
on
sweetheart.
Them, like,
yeah.
Think outside the box. Stuff like that.
As you would do to your sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She would. So she didn't want the air to get to those.
I think that she was keeping. isn't that adorable? An 84-year-old woman. Of course, she would put a sandwich baggie.
But
around
that generation of generation, they had to preserve everything.
Right.
They had to conserve everything.
Yeah, right.
So
she was born in the Depression. Yeah.
We don't. You know, we are a very disposable culture.
We are.
They had plastic on their furniture, so they wouldn't have to buy another couch. They would wrap everything up. They would save. I dated a girl whose parents were a little bit older, and her parents, they would reuse, there was reused tinfoil.
Yes.
Like they would take it off and then just roll it back up and put it in a drawer and then just reuse the same foil over and over again. Very smart, actually.
It is. It is.
We're very wasteful.
I know.
We're dicks, you guys.
Guys, America.
Fuck us. Seriously.
It was gross.
Aww. Ridiculous.
I don't know. We live in a land of plenty, don't we? Don't we?
That's Australia.
Is it?
Yeah.
They have plenty of what?
That's just, it's called the Land of Plenty.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Australia, I didn't
don't
know.
Don't you remember Land Down Under by Men at Work? I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Because I come from the Land of Plenty. And he said, everyone, do you come from a Land Down Under?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Doug's the Slender Man and he won't admit it. Can't you hear that slender?
Yes. Well, the movie in question, I'm not even going to tell you what the title is. It's not on IMDb yet. Nothing. They were even the call sheets did not have my name on them.
What if it's a total ruse and it's a totally different thing? Like Spaghetti Dude. Like it's a weird.
And Spaghetti Dude is huge on the internet.
It's huge.
Yeah, right. The kids love him.
Flying Spaghetti Monster. The movie. Oh man, we should go on a crazy Mel Gibson rant and create. Not a crazy Mel Gibson rant. Let me take that back.
No, I got this. Ready?
Shut up, Matt. That's not what I meant. I meant do like a crazy Mel Gibson thing with Passion of the Christ, but about Flying Spaghetti Monster. Like, we should do a Passion of the Spaghetti Monster. That's not a bad idea.
Sure. All these ideas being sparked right here on this podcast.
That's right. You're going to write your fucking book after 8 years.
Yes, and you're going to put me in the Jack Skellington video. Yes.
What's this and that and those? Mm-hmm. And and then Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Right.
Passion of the Spaghetti Monster. This is a good. This was a very productive. I hope you had a nice time. I know we so jumped all over the place.
No, this has been the best interview in my life.
The best one.
Best ever, because it wasn't the typical. It was not typical.
What is a typical interview for you?
Is it really hot under all that makeup?
Well, that is a good question.
Well, I did ask. I did ask you how much weight you lose in a day.
Yeah, right. It's everything you think it would be. Yeah,
but that's why I don't. You know, when people go, "How come you should totally be a zombie on Walking Dead?" and they've offered. Nicotero said, "I'll make you a zombie," and I'm like, "Yeah, you shoot in the summer in Atlanta,
right? How fun is that?"
And then covering up every pore of your body with prosthetic makeup, and I can't. I'll end up on the quote unquote cutting room floor,
yeah.
Because if anyone recognizes me, they're gonna be like, "Is that the fucking Talking Dead guy?" Like, they're not gonna. Although I do think I would not survive the zombie apocalypse. It's perfectly acceptable that there would be a zombie Chris Hardwick in Walking Dead verse.
Sure.
So you'd be playing yourself.
I would be playing myself.
You had just done the laughing skull when it happened.
The laughing skull.
Yeah, when the outbreak happened.
That's right.
I like it.
It's good.
So let me ask you this. You guys all going to be at Comic-Con,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
this is very exciting.
Yep.
It's very exciting. So am I.
Yeah.
Going to be doing a little Falling Skies panel and a movie I was in called Dust of War, post-apocalyptic story with Tony Todd, the Candyman himself.
Tony Todd, of course.
And, we're going to be premiering at the film festival down there at Comic-Con.
Fantastic. Nice.
Dust of War. I can't wait. Director Andrew Keitlinger wrote, directed. Great piece of work. Yeah, I'm
happy. We'll be there.
Okay,
we'll be all over that shit.
You're going to be at the G4 booth, perhaps?
There's no G4 booth anymore.
There's no... God, shut up!
No longer.
It's gone.
The Comic-Con with...
There should be a G4 booth and just like...
Candace is there?
Just candles in front of it.
Aww.
For G4.
No, that's a
hard one. Yeah, no G4 anymore.
I can't imagine no presents.
Okay. G4 went away.
It happens.
It's gone. Now it's an adult male...
Esquire TV.
Grooming channel?
The grooming channel?
The grooming channel for men.
GQ.
Manscaping.
GQ TV.
Yep. All right, DJ.
And they don't have a booth at Comic-Con, do they?
No, which
the grooming booth?
There's not a grooming booth at Comic-Con. Yeah. There should be a grooming booth at Comic-Con.
Oh, trust me.
There's not a grooming booth at Comic-Con. Groom your shit before you come to Comic-Con.
Right.
Do they have like a... I've never seen it at Comic-Con, but they should have like the... like. Costume repair center or whatever, you know what I mean?
There should be that. There should also be some type of nerd day spa where you could get your vagina waxed in Klingon letter shapes.
Here's a fun thing about the Comic-Con.
Think outside the box.
Just right outside the box.
The lip of the box.
Just right on the edge. Just right on the flap of the box.
Oh my gosh, the flap.
What? What?
Whoa.
We were all thinking it. I'm just saying
were we
all thinking.
I don't think we were.
That's it. Nerd Day Spa. It's done.
Love it.
All right. This was good. A lot of ideas. We have to go and start implementing all these ideas.
Yes.
Doug Jones,
do.
Thank you for being
thank
here
for
on the podcast.
Me.
Enjoy your burrito, everyone. And remember what Jonah always says. Excellent. Matt, are you frozen?
I'm just waiting for Jonah to talk.
Oh, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, Jonah. He's dumb.
That Jonah.
He even sounded like a dick when he did that.
Not here to defend himself. Done.
Well, that's it then.
Oh, wow. That was great.
We did it.
Great fun. Oh, my God.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.